still good. That's it, I'll take the result.
Come on, come on.
My left scale at 15. So I worked on the docks. There was a plumber before that when I worked on the dock. Much like prose and like poetry. Then, now I've got to close the docks down. It's around 76. What? What inspired me was the stuff I was seeing in punk. Basically. I shouldn't say basically.
Not from Manchester.
Like who? Well, they can do what they want. It's all like a... It was quite good when it started out, you know. It was quite relevant, and just went down the drain. I just wanted to put some kind of outlet for what I was writing, lyrically. And I was always very into very basic music. And I thought it could be coupled with some quite intelligent over rockabilly, stuff like that. And, like, looking back 20 years, you know, it's very hard to remember. But, so you have to make your own culture. Well, it's nothing to do with me, you know, I just kept well away from it. Well, yeah, you have to stay home more than, don't you? I've got the group to do that. Well, press is good press. Well. This group is a composite of Jewish, Salford, American, and whatever, you know, I mean, who cares? On a Manchester label, and we don't intend to be, you know. And then in them days, you see, it was different. Well, you know, I've no reference points, you know. In the sum total, it means nothing. No, it's not easy to do, you know. I have a great advantage in that I'm not a musician. Well, what you have to do is, grow the musicians, they've grown with me. When they don't, you know, they go. It's like anything else, you know, it's like punk or anything, or Manchester, or Glasgow scene, or Edinburgh scene. Once people start finding out about it, they go in there and ruin it. It's like rock and roll, it's like 60s music, you know. Once rock and roll stops being in the hands of the people who created it, you know, they're not in Manchester.
Not.
It's a bloody crap hole. Funny, there's a disease in this country, it's called over analysis. It's getting, it's bloody rampant. Don't like individuals anymore. You know, you can't turn on the TV, without some bugger going on about his bloody problems. Just racking it out, you know. Now and again, yeah. It's my attitude every 3 months, you know. But you've got to go, Signora, have you? Because it should have been covered, like, it doesn't matter to us, you know. No, I know the scene, Well, it's the same old star, isn't it? You know, dance about a bit, you know. I think black music is over patronised, you know. They're like upper sort of middle class people running a load of working class people and ripping them off. So I never wanted anything to do with that. But we're not, we're separate from that. We always have them. That's why I keep going. Manchester looks very sort of stupid to the rest of the world. I don't think they sort of see that, you know. Say, look at the Beatles or anything like that. Look at them all, you know. Look at the Beatles. The Beatles, to me, are just bits and pieces of things. Oh, there's bits of Chuck Berry, bits of American labels. And then days, you see, it was different. Well, you know, we'd have 3-page interviews with Rick Wakeman, you know. Yeah. And how he plays the keyboard part.
I thought there's a lot of meaning in the word factory.
Huh? No, I know the scene. From, you know, with a breath like that always in your bones, what can you do? They'll suss it out, they'll suss it out in America. But all beyond that, you know, I hope. That's what all my songs are about. Do you want the truth?